What's up, my friends? This is Russell. I am in my gym right now, and I just got done working out first off, and then doing a Facebook Live. Excuse me, it was Instagram Live, which I've not done Instagram Live for a long, long, long time. And it's cool. I clicked the button to share a thought, and all of a sudden there's like 250 people on. And then I started having some fun, so I shared the thought, did some Q&A, and I thought it would be fun to share here. So I'm going to drop the episode right now. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. And the first thing I talk about is the drifter versus the driven. Talk about your values, your identity, your thermometer, how to increase that, and how to make sure you are someone who's driven as opposed to someone who's a drifter. And I think you'll enjoy it, hopefully. Maybe you'll hate it and think that I'm judgmental and I'm a workaholic, and that's cool too. I love you no matter what, but hopefully you enjoy it and hopefully it sparks some ideas and some thoughts and get you excited about moving and becoming driven. So again, thanks so much for listening to this podcast episode. Appreciate y'all, and let me know what you think if you want me to do more lives like this as well. Thanks, everybody.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Russell, and I've not gone live on Instagram for a long time, but I'm sitting out here working out. I'm pouring, covered in sweat, having fun, and been thinking about a lot of stuff, and just why I would jump in here and say what's up and share some ideas with you guys. So if you're cool, it's cool if I spend a little time talking through some ideas. They're spinning in my head right now. Some of you guys know we are preparing for, once a year we do an event called Unlock the Secrets, and it is our event for young entrepreneurs. And the event's happening next week, so I'm actually going out there. We have, I think, 800 people coming, and like half of them are teenagers, which is so exciting. So I'm preparing my thoughts, my presentation, and this event's gonna be different, and I'm really excited for it. Instead of going just hardcore like marketing and funnels, and we are gonna get some hardcore marketing and funnels in with these guys, but I wanted to step back, and I'm gonna spend my first probably 90 minutes or so with everybody talking about this amazing thing up here. Not our good looks, our brains. A lot of years I'm also in the middle of writing my next book, my very first book on personal development, which I'm so excited for. Some of you guys have told they use the title. The title is Secrets of Success. How many of you guys were excited to read it? How many of you guys promised me you'll read it when it comes out? But it's interesting, I actually wrote, man, over 200 pages of this book, and then I realized it was the wrong book, so I deleted it. Started again, wrote another, I don't know, a lot. In fact, I even did an event in Mexico with my mastermind group, which was really cool, and taught some really cool principles, but I was just like, still not right. And I spent the last probably 90 days or so going deep into understanding the human mind, how it works, and then like actual practical application on myself. And it has been fascinating and exciting, and I'm freaking out. And so with the kids, I wish I could go deep on everything. I'm not able to. I only got 90 minutes on something that should be a 3 or 5 day event or longer. But I'm going to go and share some of the core pieces with them, which I'm really excited. And there's one piece of the core piece I want to share with you guys today. If you're cool with that, if you guys are cool, let me know in the comments down below. Be like, heck yeah, Russell, I'm cool with that. I'm cool sharing some time. As I'm working on this book, there's really like, there's two camps of people. And I've had different names for them. It's interesting if you look at different books and things you read as well. Like if you read Ayn Rand and Atlas Shrugged. Sorry, I got bad connection. I'm going to move around. In Atlas Shrugged, Ayn Rand defines the two groups of people as the prime movers and the looters. Napoleon Hill, when he talks about it, he calls them the drifters and people that have, what's the title he calls them? Anyway, he's got his shifting. And as I've been working on this book, I'm trying to like, I want to identify the two groups because it's essential for us to be able to figure out where we're at and then how to shift. And the way I'm defining the book now, there's two types of people. There's people that are driven and people that are drifters. And I'm like, trying to figure out, how do you identify that? Like, oh, I'm a drifter. Oh, I'm driven. Like, what's the practical, like, how do we actually know that? And a couple cool things. So number one, the first thing you have to think through is like, what are the things that you actually value? And I did this exercise 2 days ago. I was camping with my kids, sitting by the river for like 2 hours. And I wrote down a piece of paper. I drew a line down a piece of paper. And I said, okay, what are the things I value? I started writing all the things down that I value in life. So I wrote down God. I wrote down my family, my kids, my wife, wrestling, sports. I wrote down religion. I wrote down reading. I wrote down learning, like all different things that I value in life. And then on the other side of the line, I wrote down an identity associated to that value, right? So I said, I value God. What is the identity? An identity is an I am statement. So my identity was I am a child of God, right? One was I value sports and athletics. My identity is I am a wrestler, right? And then I value my kids. I am a dad. I value my wife. I am a husband, right? And so every value I had was associated with an identity, which was kind of cool. So all you guys, I want you to do the same experiment. So I wrote them all down, all my identities, and then, all the things I value, and then the identity that I associate with myself for each of those values, which was kind of fun. So that was the next phase in it. And then after that, I started thinking about the last Funnel Hacking Live event. How many of you guys were there? If you weren't there, make sure you get your tickets for this year's Funnel Hacking Live. I think we're like 99 days away or something crazy. So funnelhackinglive.com. But Funnel Hacking Live, Tony Robbins spoke about identity, and he said that our identity is like a thermostat, right? So that we set our thermostats. Let's say you like your room temperature at 72 degrees, right? So all your house thermostats are 72. He said the same thing's true with our identity. We set it at 72, right? And then what happens, something may happen. Maybe the temperature will go up to like 76, but then your body and your everything, it's like, no, I'm not comfortable here. And your brain subconsciously wants you to set back down and settle, right? So you snap back to like, okay, back to 72, I'm good, right? Or maybe it goes down below, but you're able to snap back up. And he says that's where your identity is, like a thermostat, which is really interesting. And so I start thinking about this. I'm like, okay, well, let's say it's at 72, but you don't want it to be there. Like, how do you move it? And also I realized that that's the difference between the driven and the drifter, right? The driven is a person who's consciously saying, I'm setting this thermostat. I'm changing it. I want to become a better father. I want to become a better wrestler. I want to become a better business, like whatever your goal is, right? And then us as visionaries, we have to go out there and say, okay, what does the future look like? We go see the future, we come back, and then go make it real, right? We create a plan, we go out there, and we go accomplish the goal. And the act of doing in motion is what resets. It doesn't just increase the temperature for a moment, it resets the thermometer, right? And those who stop and say, I want to be a better father, but I'm at 72, I'm good. Those are the drifters. We're drifting, we're good. Good is the enemy to great. Right? And I know a lot of you guys probably are spot where parts of your life you're good, you're drifting. And other parts you are driven, right? So the question is like, well, how do we become driven people? How do we start shifting that? I think it starts initially with figuring out like, well, what is your identity, right? So what are the things you value? What's your identity associated with that value? And then what's the thermometer set at right now, right? And now you know the thermometer, okay, it's set at 72. Now I'm good. I'm drifting. I'm sitting here. I'm hanging out. Everything's good, but good is the enemy to great. If I really want to do something great, like, I've got to think a little different. I got to go and figure out, like, what is that thing? What's it going to look like? And that's where you go and you set the goal. You go attack it, you'll create it, and you become driven in a direction. So, anyway, I wish I could talk for days about this stuff. I will soon. When we get the book done, I'll have a chance to sit down. But this is just one of the things in my head that just keeps spinning around, thinking about, like, how fascinating, like, what do we value? What's the identity we associate with that value? And what's the current thermometer at? And then looking at that and saying, okay, am I content? If I'm content, I'm drifting. I'm just hanging out, just doing the things. And if I'm driven, saying, okay, this is good, but I know the good is the enemy to great. I don't want a good life, I want a great life, right? So the reason why there's not more great marriages is because there's a lot of good marriages. The reason why there's not a lot of great companies is because there's a lot of good companies. And good is the enemy to great. And I don't know about you, I didn't come to this earth for my short, who knows, I'm at 42 years now, maybe 50, 60, 80, I don't know how long I'm going to live for, but it's a glimpse, it's a window, and I didn't come here to be good, I came here to be great. And so for me, it's really coming back and identifying the things I value, what the identities I associate, what my current thermometer is at, and how do I change that. So I hope that helps somebody out there listening. We've got, 180 people or so online for it, so... Who knew Instagram for the win? You click a button and people show up. So thanks for showing up, you guys. Any questions before I bounce off? If anyone asks a question in the comments down below, I got a few minutes before I gotta go and get back to cranking the thermometer on me being a husband and a father. Right now I've been cranking the thermometer here and working out, getting back in shape, getting prepared for my next wrestling match, my next competition, the next whatever's gonna happen. So, all right, any questions you guys got, drop them in the comments down below. We'll spend a few minutes. Business just said, what's up, homie? What's up? There you go. That's the thing. How much you place your success? Ooh, how much do you place your success in your wrestling? So it's a great question. I feel like athletes have an advantage when it comes to business and other things because athletes have had a chance to step on the mat or the field or the court or whatever they've had and lose. Most people in life who struggle in business or entrepreneurship or things I spend most of my time doing right now is they've never failed. And so they have so much fear. They're like, what if I step out onto the court and I fail? When wrestling, I step out all the time. I'm in my wrestling right now, for those who are watching. There's a wrestling mat. I walked on the wrestling mat, shook hands, and I lost a lot in front of everybody in a singlet, for crying out loud, with my pasty white body that doesn't tan, right? Like, that's embarrassing. But I did it day, you know, week in and week out, week in and week out. And that embarrassment of losing caused pain that made me like crank my thermostat to change things, to work harder, become better and better and better, until I lost less and less and less. But I stepped on the mat hundreds of times and lost. And so for me, so my business, and like, I'm not scared. I'm like, if I lose, this is data. It's failures. Like, okay, I'm going to learn something. Tom Billy said data is the most, or failure is the most data rich income or data source we have, right? Is failure. So I lose on the wrestling mat. Like, what, you know, I lost. What I need to learn. Okay, change this. My elbows are out. My stance is too high. I need to change my positioning, right? And so in business, it was easy, because I'm like, oh, I'm going to go out there in business, and if I fail, it was data. Like, okay, I failed. That offer didn't work. Why not? What do I need to shift? Okay, this funnel didn't work. Why not? What do I need to shift? What do I need to change? Tweaking, 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 right? So I think a lot of times athletes, because they've done that so many times, they have an advantage. For those who haven't been athletes, it's okay. You just got to understand, like, failure is not failure. Failure is data. Like, it's information. It's like, okay, I just got beat on the mat. It stings. It hurts. That's good. It's going to make me double down. And then I can step back and say, what did I learn? What do I need to change? What do I need to tweak? And keep going from there. Okay, good question. Next questions. We did an episode on supplements you take as a biohacker. Yeah, in fact, I'm thinking about doing a whole like 5-day challenge going through it, because there's different phases, right? There's like the way that I eat's one thing, right? The way that I do supplements is a different thing. The way I do my gut health is a different thing. The way I do my mind health is a different thing. And so I'm thinking about doing like a 5-day challenge. I walk through all that. So if you guys be interested in that, let me know. Good questions. How do you come back after what feels like years of drifting? Ooh, Jose, great question. Russell, how do you come back after what years feel like drifting? You know, it's interesting. It's, and I understand that. In fact, I'm talking to the kids this Unlock Secrets event about, like, all of us have habits, right? Most of our habits we didn't pick or design. They just happen through life, right? Our environment, things like that happen. And habits, the way they work is, it's kind of like, imagine your tractor, right? And you have big old wheels on the tractor, and you're going out to go across your field, right? And just the tractor, the tires are going in the dirt and the mud. And you go back and forth and back and forth. Yeah, day one, day two, day three, day 10, day 50. And you know, within a year, 2 years, 3 years of that, you go on the dirt in the same path. Those tractor wheels get deeper and deeper in the mud, so you're deep in these ruts, right? And eventually you can start driving the tractor. You can take your hands off the wheel and it'll stay in those ruts because they're so deep, right? And so what's happened for a lot of us, or a lot of people, you go through a phase or a time of your entire life where you've been in drifting and you're in these deep ruts, right? And so for you to get out of those ruts, it's hard because you have to get the tractor out. So how do you do that? Well, the first thing is realizing, okay, what are the habits I have? I don't have any habits. I just do my thing. Like, yeah, the internet going down again. Your environment has created these ruts for you. So you first got to become conscious of it. Number two, you got to say, okay, well, now that I know these are the ruts I'm in, I need to create new ruts that I have to go over into. What do those things look like? And to do that, there's a couple things you have to reverse engineer. If you're like, what are the stories I'm telling myself that are keeping me in these ruts, right? Like, I'm not good enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not, like these stories, these false stories that give me false beliefs that keep you in the ruts. Like, what are the things you have to believe to be able to be in a different pattern, right? Different ruts. So like, what, you gotta think about that. You gotta tell yourself different stories, you gotta set up different habits, different routines. There's a whole process. In the new book, I go through, it's probably 3 or 4 chapters going through the process of like realizing these ruts. And Napoleon Hill calls them hypnotic rhythm. You know, this hypnotic rhythm where you're just in this zone as a drifter, or you get a hypnotic rhythm as someone who's driven. They're both the same hypnotic rhythm. One you're designing, one's being designed by your environment. So we got to consciously create what's the ruts I need to be in and how do I get over there? And it really comes down to like reprogramming your needs, which is Tony Robbins. If you Google Tony Robbins' 6 Human Needs and watch a video, he'll teach you about 6 Human Needs. It'll be in the new book. He's giving me permission to share that. But that's a big part of it, right? So like your needs, your beliefs, which are tied to the stories you're telling yourself, your habits, your routines, shifting all those things to get yourself out of the ruts into this new hypnotic rhythm and start creating these new ruts for it to become easy. But the reality is it all starts with a decision. Like, I'm ready to change. Enough is enough, right? I don't want to be overweight anymore. I don't want to be tired anymore. I don't want to be broke anymore. Like, whatever it is for you, like, you have to make that change and say, enough is enough. It's done. This is what I'm doing today and moving forward, and then designing it, because it's going to be hard. You can slip back in the ruts. The ruts are there, right? So how do you figure out how to get those things out? And again, I wish I spent 6 hours going through all that stuff, but hope that helps for beginning. So good questions. Good. Oh, so much fun. I should do this more often, huh? What do you do to stay disciplined in your mindset? Audio, a lot of audio. I listen to stuff. I was listening to David Goggins for the last 2 hours while I was lifting weights and running. I don't like running. So I listen to like David Goggins, who yells at me about running, and I run while I listen to him. He gets me excited about running, right? So I'm listening all the time to who are the people, the influences. If you're listening to music's good to get yourself in a state, but if you want to like change yourself, music gets you this far. Again, I listen to music when I'm like, I need to shift my physiology to a different state. Music will jump me there, but then audio is what gets my mindset correct, right? So I'm finding out who are the people I listen to that I love, that I cherish. Tom Bilyeu, Impact Theory, is one of my favorite people to listen to. David Goggins, who else? A lot of good people like that. Napoleon Hill is amazing. Just find people that you resonate with that are doing what you want to do, that you believe in, and then you listen to those things. And it comes back to the belief. Talk about how do you get out of the ruts and the other ruts. It's like you have to change your belief pattern. So I got to listen to people that believe the way that I want to believe. Even if I don't believe it now, I need to, like, I don't believe I like running. But David Goggins loves running. And so I'm like, well, if I want to love it, I got to listen to the guy who does. Talk about it over and over and over again, because eventually, maybe I'll love it. And so I listen to someone who does love it, and eventually it changes my mindset, it changes my belief patterns. So I try to listen to people who have the belief patterns that I want, that I desire, that I want to emulate, until their belief patterns become my belief patterns. Ecom Josh Carter said, acknowledge me and thank you for ClickFunnels. I acknowledge you, my man, and you're welcome for ClickFunnels. Just wait until the new ClickFunnels 2.0 beta is rolling out for all the Funnel Hacking Live people next week, which is exciting. So let's see, what else? What do you feel about combining spirituality and business? I think they're completely combined. I think that God gave us all missions, and I think that business is the way we fulfill those missions on this earth. I think that every single one of us has been called by God to serve a group of people, and that's what business literally is. It's what religion is. It's what churches are like. All of us have a calling in our hearts where God blesses you with talents. He blesses you with trials. He blesses you with things. And then he says, because of who you become through this process, because of your trials, the problems, ups and downs, what you've learned, you've become a steward of these people over here. You've been called to serve them. And most people don't step to that calling. Most people slip back into the drifting we talked about earlier. But the driven say, this is my calling. I'm going to go figure it out. And for some people, it's you know, leading youth. Some people, it's a church. Some people, it's a business. But I think business is just an extension of our God-given callings. And because of our talents and our trials that he's given us. Hypnotic rhythm. Yeah, if you read Outwitting the Devil, he talks about Napoleon Hill talks about hypnotic. Trying to block the message for all of us. We'll keep going. Tennypreneur said, have I ever read or studied the Bible? Yes, I have, my man. I have read it many times. I'm in the middle of the Old Testament again right now. We are in the book of Judges. So I like the Old Testament, love the New Testament. So yes, I do. Someone said, Rudolph the Red-Nosed. Said, I went camping with my kids and got sunburned. I didn't wear, I'm scared to death of suntan lotion. They've got a podcast just about that alone. So I don't wear suntan lotion. So I got fried. My nose got a red pill, so I look like Rudolph. Yes, thank you for pointing that out. I love social media. What's up, JF Holden, a new funnel builder. Sweet, going through the certification program. Congratulations. You are going to love it. It's going to change your life forever. Do I have a morning routine I'd be willing to share? Yeah. Not now, but I will. I'm going to do more. I get asked more about my morning routines, biohacking, almost in marketing. So I'll start to share more of that kind of stuff. Yes, sunscreen is poison. I agree. Let's see. When will ClickFunnels Supernova release to everybody? We will have launch dates coming soon. We just almost finished a little mini documentary telling the story. They'll be going live, and we will have the launch dates posted soon. But we are within a couple months of going live to everybody. So, do you have a copy of P.T. Barnum's Art of Money Getting? Yes, I do. I love P.T. Barnum. I'm obsessed with old books. I have first editions of almost every amazing old book. So yeah. What is the right roadmap and strategy to become a multi-billionaire? Ooh, I don't know. I have not made it to that step. When I get there, I'll write a roadmap and send it back to you guys. But as of right now, I'm not there yet. So, ooh, Garrett Robbins. So if hypnotic rhythm causes us to stay in ruts and degrade, downgrade, picking our hypnotic rhythm does what? No, hypnotic rhythm doesn't stay. Hypnotic rhythm is just the ruts. It's the patterns we get into. So they can be positive or negative. There's hypnotic rhythms for the driven. There's hypnotic rhythms for the drifter. Our subconscious mind gets into hypnotic rhythms no matter what. It's not a negative thing. It's just understanding that there's, in all things, there's light and a dark. Typically, environmentally, we are pushed by society, by TV, by everything to become drifters and to be okay with the status quo, which is why most people are drifters. And so that's the pattern, the hypnotic rhythm most of us get into. There's other hypnotic rhythms that are good, right? So it's not a bad, but picking it and creating the one that's going to serve you in the way that you want to be served is the key, I believe. So I could be wrong. Still researching. Book's not finished yet, but yeah. What's up, Garrett? Good to hear from you, man. Someone said to make call me Banjor, said they're making a song with me in it. Sweet. Pat Cal 0104 said hi to Mexico. What's up, Mexico? Oh man. So there's so many questions. How much do you deadlift? Not enough. There was a time when I was awesome, but it's not right now. What advice would you give someone just starting out in business and marketing? The advice would be become a reader and then go read my books, because I spent almost 20 years now writing 3 books, walking through the very beginning. So I read .com secrets first, then expert secrets, then traffic secrets, and then you know everything I know. So people from Japan. Have you ever hated your business around burnout? From Darren Stover. Darren, yes, often. It's cyclical. It happens more than multiple times a year, I would say, as I go through the grind of each of the big things, right? For Funnel Hacking Live, there's a grind. I get burned out, and then I go to Funnel Hacking Live, and I serve, and I'm like, oh, that's why I do this. And then we launch 2.0, and there's the grind of that, and then we give it. Sorry, it keeps cutting out. I get burned out multiple times a year. But then the aftermath, you get the fulfillment, is what makes it worth it and gets me back on board. Have you been on Brad Lee's Dropping Bombs podcast? I have not. Getting rich improves mental health. It can, but it can also jack you up. If you have bad mental health and you got a lot of money, it can. I've seen people been destroyed. Will your books be on audio? Yes, all 3 of my books are on audio. I read all 3 of them. I sat in a studio for 6 days reading back, 6 days in a row, by the way. .com secrets, expert secrets, traffic secrets. They're all on Audible. You can get them all there. My phone keeps dying out, so I'm going to cut out and say bye to everybody. Hopefully I can get better internet here next time. But I had a good time. You guys enjoy this? Hanging out? If so, comment down below. Let me know. And yeah, we'll keep doing this more often. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for listening. And if you're like, I want to get started in this whole internet game, where I go, Russell, go to yourfirstfunnel.com. We got a really cool promo. You can get trial ClickFunnels for like, I think 30 days for free. You get a big box of stuff in the mail for me. You cover shipping handling, and then we get you into the game. Off the sidelines in the game, go to yourfirstfunnel.com. And what makes you weak? Oh, I'm going to answer all these questions. What makes you weak? A lot of things make me weak. A lot of things make me tough, though, too. So anyway, I appreciate y'all. Thanks for listening. And remember, you're just one funnel away. I appreciate you all, and I'll see you guys soon. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to 2 marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.